going out west to Winnipeg. We have Ryan Brandt, our CampYell.ca and One Soccer contributor out there to recap the Island games. Ryan, I'm not sure exactly where you want to start here, but I think all in all, an improvement over 2019. And maybe we'll start with the defense. I mean, again, Rob Gale comes into this with a remade squad, and it seemed to work out.
Yeah, I think there's no other team that would be more disappointed in the small sample size of the Island games than Valor. The way that Rob Gale retooled his squad, I think in a normal year, we'd be giving him so much more praise for it, but we didn't get enough of a chance to see it all kind of mesh together. Injuries playing such a big part, I think, at times for key players on Valor FC, and not getting to see the best out of some of those key acquisitions. But I walked away from that tournament with a whole new perspective on Julian Dunn's potential career as a center back, and getting a look at James Pantemis, as we've seen a few young Canadian goalkeepers starting to come through the ranks. Those were kind of my big takeaways, that I wish we could have just seen more of it.
Yeah, it's really tough, I think, to maybe have a verdict on 2020 for Valor, just because, as you mentioned, it was such a short season. I mean, there were some real highs, and there were obviously moments where it looked like there's obviously work to do. I mean, if like in one sentence, like, is it a success to improve defensively and be like that, even though they didn't get to the top four? I mean, it's progress, right?
Yeah, the biggest thing is just you look at their goal differential, and just even though minus one isn't great, it's a very improved mark. And I don't think there was a game in this competition where you felt that they were outmatched. I think that was something we saw at times in 2019, but in every match, despite some of those injuries that popped up and players put into different roles like we've seen in the first season for the club, it was just a much more competitive team, and it points to some really good signs for this 2021 season, as we've got to see in the last few weeks. A lot of returning faces will be back for Valor, and still though, while the defense has improved, you look and you see that not a single player on Valor scored more than one goal at the Island Games. So I think we know the place that will be addressed in the offseason, but the foundation's starting to be built, and I think that that's something that Rob Gale should look at as a positive.
Was there a point at the Island Games, Ryan, where you saw this team, we're asking everyone this question, but like that you knew they were the real deal? You know, they had a couple decent results there. Was there one that sticks out to you?
Early in the tournament, just seeing Andrew Jean-Baptiste and going, okay, this is a guy that you can build your back line around. He's a natural leader and very liked in the room, I would assume. He's a great interview, as you guys would know. I've got to speak to him a few times. That you watched him play, though, after knowing that he was a guy coming in with some MLS experience and a veteran presence, and we've seen up and down results in the Canadian Premier League, but the early goings of what Andrew Jean-Baptiste did kind of just built a bit of optimism for me for what this team could be. And in a longer season, to develop more chemistry and have the health of Brett Levis and Arnold Bukamutu, it might have been a different result in the longer campaign for Valor.
Yeah, I think sometimes we look back on it was so long ago, might forget. I mean, I think, was it a left back went down in like three games in a row due to injury? it was definitely just a bit of a whirlwind from injuries. You mentioned Jean-Baptiste. I mean, something that's impressed me from Valor's offseason has been that they've managed to hold on to these experienced guys like, yeah, Jean-Baptiste and Bukamutu. I mean, the internationals, Moses Dyer and so on. But at the same time, heading into 2021, you're losing some of the guys that were on loan, Julian Dunn, James Pantemis, and then obviously Dylan Carrero is departing as well. What would you say is the outlook for this team at the moment? I mean, just with what they have kept in place and what they're losing, like, is it on the balance? I mean, are they in a good spot?
I think the signings kind of just back up what I was just saying, that this is a team that was seemed to be on the rise and starting to build the foundation of something stronger. And I would assume the players saw that too and wanted to be back here, and maybe didn't look as hard at going elsewhere because of the way things were starting to turn the corner for this team. There will be some players to be replaced. Dylan Carrero is going to be a big loss. He was a leader on the squad last year and even chipped in a goal and was starting to see a bit more of what he could do. So replacing him's big. And the big hole in goal, can they get Pantemis back for next season on loan? Will they look at something similar once again for next season with another goalkeeper? I think that is kind of the biggest question, is who will be in goal for Valor FC and who's going to score the goals are the two biggest areas to be addressed.
Yeah. What? Yeah. So, I mean, that leads me to my next question. What are you hearing specifically about improvements out there? You know, would we like, could we see maybe like a big name striker? I'm assuming is kind of what they're looking for. Like, do you have any sort of tangible idea of what we could see?
I'd say definitely. And I'm not sure where their experience will come from, but I would put it pretty well that Valor FC is going to be looking and acquiring an experienced striker to lead the line. There was some discussion entering the Island Games and in a regular what 2020 has been for us format in the CPL that Valor had targeted and was looking to acquire a player in Serbia that was going to be coming in and being the guy that they could lead that forward line for them. Instead, there was some retooling and they kind of had to focus in on a few players that maybe would have been coming off the bench and adding energy late in the games like Sean Hundal or Austin Ricci. And instead they were kind of left to lead things. And I think that was the thing that was missing. Someone to put that ball into in the box would have changed things a little bit for a team that improved defensively, had a few more goals came, we may have been talking about Valor getting inside of that top four.
Yeah, I look at the roster right now and I think maybe the guys that you might think of as the core, there's a lot of experience in there, a lot of talent. It's not necessarily the youngest team at the moment. So with ideas of bringing in like experienced strikers and stuff, do you get a sense that this club really wants to be competing and having success like ASAP? With these veteran guys, I mean, they're not necessarily building for a longer project. Like, it seems like they feel like they can get there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because I think that they could be a team that finds their way into the top four or even a top three team in the Campiel if they can find a few of those other pieces. But I think one area that you kind of say with the experience is we've seen a loss of a lot of the hometown content. Rafael Ojin will be the guy there, Federico Pena, who just recently re-signed. So is there some younger players that are coming out of Winnipeg that we don't know about yet that might be able to fill that void? That's a question that I have right now, but I haven't even got to mention, I guess, the season that we saw from Rafael Ojin as he kind of found his footing in this second season of professional soccer and just adds to those building blocks that Rob Gale and his team are going to have as they build to 2021.
Before we let you go, Ryan, you maybe already mentioned with Ojin, but what's a player that you feel like didn't get enough credit out of the Island Games on Valor FC?
That's interesting because I think with Ojin, he got a lot of credit because it was, I don't know, in Winnipeg, we weren't surprised at the way that he played. We got to see a lot of that. And in season one, injuries, he played right back. He played center back as a 5'7" defensive midfielder. We saw him kind of used everywhere, but when he got into that natural position in that holding midfield where Rob Gale likes to use him and use a lot of his strengths, he's good on the ball, he's strong, he makes a good first touches, good first passes. So he's still maybe that surprise story to come out of these things. And I would say also Moses Dyer, he came on really late and started to show what he was capable of late in the Island Games. And I didn't have a lot on him other than knowing, looking at his stats, didn't get to see a whole lot of Moses Dyer, so he was a pretty pleasant surprise too. And I'd also throw in Julian Dunn. I think that his tournament turned him turned some heads and that ability, and I think he would be a player that if Valor was able to get him back on loan again, they'd love to do it.
Ask for one player, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you very much, appreciate the time.
You're welcome.